All right, we are out here at Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. We are about to tee off here. It's a three-hole course to set everything up. The first participants that will be teeing off are Gordon Keith, David Mino, and Mark Elfenbein. They are at the par three second hole, which is playing about 150 yards straight up the hill, Bob Sturm.
Yeah, it's certainly an uphill swing. It's also downwind. The wind to the west, probably about a club. And Gordon Keith, who is wearing a very, very smart and kind of business casual, all black Johnny Cash type attire, and holding a 7-iron. And I believe he will start the 2023 April Fool's Open on this par three.
Craig Miller is behind the green. Thank you, Corby. You're welcome. Gordon is lining
Craig
up.
Whispering?
And his 7-iron is away, and it is flirting with out of bounds. Oh. It looks like it may, in fact, be on the wrong side of the fence. Junior, do you have a look at that?
Yeah, I can see it through my telescope, and it does look like it's out of bounds. That's a tough fence to navigate as well because it's got barbed wire on the top.
The white stakes and barbed wire will have Gordon Keith hitting his third shot now from the tee here at the par three
second. Keith setting up once again for his third shot. Disappointed already to start the tournament in such unspectacular fashion. He's over the ball right now. Club is back.
Chunked it.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
that's in play.
Okay.
Now it is flush up against a tree trunk,
about 22 yards away from the original tee box location. But it did go in
the
air.
Yes, we are quite quickly finding out our gallery might have been a little bit liberal in their alignment. But that brings up our second contestant. I do believe that will in fact be David Mino on the tee. Let's see. David
you need
Mino.
To introduce him and have the crowd say, or, you know, let's hear some applause Texas. From the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Lake Dallas, Texas, David Mino.
Tepid applause at best. At best.
David, what is he wearing?
What are we
he's wearing
here,
a shirt that says, I suck at golf, Craig.
Okay. Well, 7-iron. Very good.
His caddy, David Hulse, is wearing a shirt that says, you suck at golf.
Well, they're sizing it up right now. They're considering all the options in front of them. They're factoring in the wind, the fact that the
won't be a factor.
Grass was mowed here a day ago, and all the now we'll be silent.
Oh, it's called timeout.
Timeout.
Yeah. Oh, it appears they have reached for the fireball shots already, guys. And we'll see exactly what a shot of fireball will do to the 7-iron.
There they go.
In just a moment.
Fireball.
Well, the weather today is really going to impact these golfers. Wind, this cold, they're not used to this, Corby.
Not at all. Not at all. Mino was over the ball, sizing up the 150-yard par 3, 7-iron in hand.
Really closing his stance to avoid the out-of-bounds.
I don't blame him. You don't want to start off like Gordon. He's back. And he whiffed.
Swing, and the ball is now off the tee about a foot in front of where he began. You must, at this point, play it as it lies. And in the effort to get you off the tee box, feel free to hit it again.
Is that the shortest drive in April Fool's Open history?
We cannot re-tee Mino.
He can re-tee.
Oh, he can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can.
All right. Go ahead and re-tee. I'm sorry.
Did he make contact?
The dirt made contact.
He sort of did.
Okay.
Yeah. That stroke will be counted. Yes.
Is it time for a break?
No. Shut up over there.
I'm sorry. It feels like it.
Darkness setting in.
We are now moving the April Fool's Open to tomorrow.
To next week.
All right. Mino's second from 149.
Oh, he rips one.
And he rips one beautifully. This is going to go at least 100 yards down the right. Oh, it actually hit a tree and is heading back towards us, but not bad. He has at least cut the distance in half, if not more, Junior. Did you get a look at that one?
Yeah, Bob. He got a good kick back out into the fairway on this par three. So he has found the fairway on a par three.
Now we have Mark Elfenbein. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Elfenbein. I have no idea where he's from. Houston, where are you from?
Elf, of course, the most controversial figure here.
It's a three-wood?
April Fool's Open.
Took him in the Calcutta because he's played more golf than anybody.
I gave him that three-wood. I did not think he would be hitting it on a par three.
What? Left-handed three-wood. Everybody look out up there on the hilltop.
What's he doing? There's not a chance it gets up here.
I don't know.
He's hitting a three-wood.
He's over the ball. It's back.
And he whiffs.
Oh, dear.
He whiffed. Now hitting his second.
Oh, boy, what a tough grouping. Back and
And right up at the hill. Look out up there.
Oh, okay, it's coming my way. It's past my tee box, and it's still going. It's past the tree.
Our players are away.
There they go.
Three-wood on a par three.
All right, let's take it.
Elfenbein in position A up at the top of the hill. Mino in the middle there hitting his third. And Gordon, I believe, hitting his fourth from the tree trunk about 30 yards to our right.
Let's take you out to our first hole, the par five, the 535-yard par five with Craig Rosengarten and Rick Arnett from the tee box. There with Jake Kemp, Ty Walker, and Tyler Samsel.
Gentlemen, the wind is howling. There are white caps on the lake behind us. This is a 530-yard dogleg left par 5. And defending champion, one Ty Walker, Craig, is about to address his blue balls.
We've got 250 yards to the turn. So we're really far away from you guys. This was a long hole for these guys, but it is downwind, and Ty's about to tee it up.
I think it's a par 12.
For them.
Large lake, a body of water right in front of this green that has given everybody fits.
Oh, Ty hits a grounder to the right, but I think he's going to have an open shot. That
would have been no problem for David Hulse.
Nope,
right,
not at all. Second up.
Did I say Ty is playing with blue balls today?
He is.
Yeah, he is. Literally and figuratively, yep.
Did that
grounded
never get off the ground at all?
Down the right-hand side of the rough.
All right.
Hey, okay, Corby.
Yeah.
I believe Gordon's getting ready to hit again here.
Hang on, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go for let's finish these the par five off.
All right, we'll tell Gordon not to.
Yeah, we
hit
got
them.
Tyler, what's his last name?
Samsel.
Yes.
He's up next.
Another lefty. We got two lefties in a row.
Lefties. He's looking way
He's playing
right.
For a big cut.
Big fade or a slice.
All right, that's
that is
golf
right
swing right there.
Down
all right,
the
we're looking a new favorite.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Tyler looks good. Whoever had him in the Calcutta,
that's
he looked really good.
That's at least
good.
A 170
he
yard
rips
tee
one.
Shot right
smooth,
there.
Smooth. Played the wind.
Pretty good.
Dang.
Finally, we have Jake Kemp, lover of golf. His caddy is right. Giving him advice that will not be needed.
We're about to put him on the clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Human rain delay. Jake Kemp.
No practice swing, just lying up.
Oh, he hits a grounder to the right as well, right with Ty.
Right over to keep Ty Walker honest because they're right next to each other into the trees.
So not horrible. Nobody whiffed.
All right.
No.
All right, let's go to Donovan.
Par five.
Let's go to Donovan, number three, I do believe. And Donovan, you were calling a par four with Dave Lane, Matt Birmingham, and E.A. Azan.
I am. Thank you very much. It is 280 yards. We have some water to the right, but I don't think that's going to be an issue. E.A. is on the tee first. He has a driver in hand. He doesn't have his mask on, so I'm a little worried that he may faint after he makes this swing. But, hey, he has the ball on the tee. He points. He points to where the ball is going to go. He is addressing the ball right now.
Is that a Romo jersey?
He's over.
It is.
And he absolutely hit 4 inches behind the ball and hit the ground so hard. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay, second shot is rolling. That may be about 160, 170 down the hill. That was a good second shot, EA, because you hit the ground so hard, I think that was an earthquake. Okay, now Davey. Davey has a 5-wood in hand. He is looking good.
He does. He looks lean, doesn't he?
He really does.
Yeah.
He is dressed apart. He puts the tee in the ground. He is now, he tees that up kind of low for the 5-wood, but hey. Oh, now he picks up grass to judge the wind. It's rolling a little in his face. He is over the ball. Okay, that's a practice swing, I hope. Okay, yes, practice swing. Now he's over the ball. Oh, that is okay. Look out, because it's coming toward the broadcast.
Oh, no. Oh Jesus, there it is.
Right, it's to the right. It was up in the air. A really good golf trajectory, but it was over to the right toward the broadcast booth.
Boy, yeah, Donnie, there's a lot of trees over here. It's a jail.
Davey looked like a pro until he addressed the ball.
He did. Yes, he did. Okay, now it's Matt Birmingham in his Raising Cane shirt and his Batman makeup on his face. He has driver out. Okay, Matt, no one's clapping for you, Birmingham. Just okay, now they're clapping. He looks so dainty over the ball right now.
Come on, Ham.
But he's addressing it. He's over the ball.
It's my dark horse.
He's looking. He takes the swing. Oh, it's up in the air. It's a little to the left. It may have some problems by the trees. Okay, hits the cart path. It's to the left of the cart path, but it was in the air about 60 yards from the tee. So it looks like EA has set up the best out of the three golfers as they make their way to their balls.
That's my guy.
All right, let's go back over to the par three.
Yes. So we have Gordon Keith at 115 out. He's up against the tree and I believe is ready to roll.
Yep, you're good to
go,
Gordon.
For his second shot. And he is the furthest away here, but it does look like he has a shot.
Boy, it is like Gary Player dressed in the all black.
One in, two out, three. He's hitting four here, Bob?
Yes, he is hitting his fourth. And
a nice little chip.
Yeah, a little half swing there. And he is now in a good spot, probably about 40 yards short of the green, Junior.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of puts him in a good groove right there with that swing.
Yeah, and it took him four shots to find the fairway on a par three,
that's okay,
mind you, but at least he's in good position now.
To each his own. It looks like David Minot is over the ball right now.
Yeah, so Minot is 80 out, and he is taking his third shot, if I'm not mistaken, because we had the 6-inch and then the 80-yarder to get him to this spot at about halfway to this uphill par three.
Has he hit?
No. In fact, it looks like he's just getting to his ball, which is a little curious.
It looks like Elf is ready to go if you guys.
Okay.
Okay, Elf, go ahead.
What's Elf got?
Because Elf is in Arlington with
the
tee shot.
He's almost back to the tee box.
Okay, go ahead, Elf. It's on you, Elf. Elf took like 30 practice swings over his ball. He's getting instruction from his caddy right now saying where to hit the ball. He's over it.
His caddy, by the way, Joe Trahan from WSA.
Yes, great Joe Trahan. And this will be Elf's third shot.
Oh, my God. It went 3-4 yards right to the right.
Donnie, was that a wedge or was that a putter he was using?
No, it's a what club are you using? It looks like a
sand wedge or something?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now he's over the ball again. He's practicing another swing.
Elf.
Okay, he worm burns it over there. It's going over here. It looks like it's trying to get on the green. He is on the green that shot.
Bad. How about that,
on
Giorgio?
The green, it's trickling down. He's got about 25 feet for his double bogey.
Yes, for a double bogey. Let's go back to David Minot, who is staring at about 70 yards-ish.
Yeah, this will be for par for Minot as he sets up with a bit of a wedge. He's got uphill, and the wind is at his back. David Minot addresses the ball and just hammers it up the right side. It is bouncing along, and Junior, is he going to make the green there?
No, it went right in front of our broadcast tent through a swale. It's up on a hill, so he's got about 20 feet off the green. Very difficult pitch, though, coming back down the hill.
Hey, does Elf get an exemption in a cart?
No. He needs to walk. What is he doing?
He just rode in a cart.
Yeah, he rode in a cart up here, and then he rode in a cart to the green.
That will eliminate him from competition if he gets in that cart one more time.
Hey, my question, should we alert these players they can only hit one in the water because we have players about to hit their approach shot here?
Yeah, they can hit two in the water, George. That
is
the rule. They have two shots to get over the green.
I'm sorry, number three. Okay.
All right, let's head back over to the par five first. How are things looking in the fairway or in the trees, fellas?
Hey, guys, we'll give you some distances. On our tee shot, you had Ty Walker hit his ball 129 yards. Jake outdrove him significantly at 134
he
yards.
He outrolled him.
Outrolled him. But Tyler Samuels hit it 206 yards.
Whoa! Crap!
What?
So
with a butter cut.
With a butter cut. Yep, kept it in the fairway, and They have all hit their second shots. Ty Walker had some issues with in the trees.
Both him and Jake escaped the trees, so they're ready to hit their approaches into either water or dry firm.
So they might come into your vision in about their next shot, maybe.
Now, we are learning that back on the par 3 that Mark Elfenbein, who was on the green in 4, has marked his ball with a bagel.
Happy Passover.
Yes, happy Passover indeed. So,
would you ask him to move it if you were behind him, or would you just try to putt over it?
All right, let's go back to the par 3 second where Gordon Keith is about to hit his shot.
Yeah, Corby, he's getting some instructions from Conrad Schindler, his caddy. Gordo is, again, about 40 yards or so off the green. Uphill pitch shot here. If he can get it airborne, strong wind at his back. He's over the ball.
Chris, this is mine or yours?
And he chilly dipped it a little bit. It's going to end up short of the green again. So he's still off the green about 5-10 feet.
Maybe.
And he lies 5, I do believe, right now. Okay, 5 for Gordon. All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's reassess where we are. As the some are on the green, some are in the fairway, most are in the trees. But we are having fun out here at the April Fool's Open. We'll be back in just a second.
We all know what Corby did at the Masters. Now you can watch it with him at the Tickets official Masters watching party at the Hardline tomorrow at Mayor's Garden. Lots of giveaways, great food and drink. That's Mayor's Garden tomorrow from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. located on Henderson at Belmont in Dallas.
All right, it's Mayor's Garden first off, Sod, but that's okay.
Myers.
We're back here at the April Fool's Open in Prairie Lakes and Grand Prairie. So here on the par 5 with Tyler Samsel and Jake Kemp and Ty Walker. Ty Walker just chili dipped about 2.5 feet straight into the water. That would be his second ball in the water. They're going to let him drop on the other side. Tyler Samsel, I believe, went in the water once and then cleared it.
Yes.
And is only about 3 feet off the green with an incredible shot. And I think he only lies like 4 or 5 right now. Jake hit his third shot over the water. He has not incurred a penalty stroke yet. Let's take you back over to the par 3, Craig, where it seems like drama has ensued.
Yeah, big drama. Mark Elfenbein putting out, and this green is giving these golfers fits because it's very undulating. It's like a Masters green. Gordo, after a really nice chip to within about 10 feet, put it past the hole on the uphill side. And he had a 1-foot putt coming back, and Gordo is joining us now. Gordo, you backed away from that putt and said something like, "This is a danger zone for me."
Yeah, and I was correct.
Because you missed the 1-footer. He actually went by the hole about 9 feet on the 1-foot putt.
1 foot? Gordon!
Back. Oh. But made his putt for a 10. Elf has just tapped in for a 9.
God, on a par 3?
Where is Mino?
Just don't worry about that.
What is Mino doing?
How did you feel over that putt? Was it a knee knocker?
I felt very confident that I would miss it.
Okay, we have Jake Kemp.
That's important.
Oh, Jake is in our... Oh, my God.
Yeah, this will go great.
Jake is on the other fairway hitting over the broadcast tent here back to the par 5 green.
What could go wrong here?
I don't know, but his address looks actually athletic. The backswing is terrible. He tops it. It's coming our way!
Off the cart.
All right.
He's actually in a great spot.
Yeah.
He is the slowest player in golf history.
All right, let's take you over to the par 4 with Matt Birmingham. George...
He just hit a screamer about 3 inches off the ground right into the water. That's his second shot in the water. So Ham now is 4 in and 5 out. Davey is just to the left of the green, about to hit his 4th shot. He's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he's in great
shape. So Davey, we hear almost.
Oh! Mino's in for 8. Seven.
7?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a tough putt. Oh, and he's giving the John Cena, you can't see me, signs of the crowd.
Classless. He's classless.
So he's in with a 7. So a 7 for Mino, a 9 for Elf, and a 10 for Gordo here on number 2.
Perfect.
The par 3. All right, so Davey launched his second shot toward the cart barn. I thought it went OB, but they say that he found it over there.
Yeah,
he's good.
Kind of went outside the hole and the tree line all the way down to past the water, right, George?
Yes, and EA has just landed on the green. Nice little shot from about 30 yards away. He lays 6. Davey's approach shot now, trying to get on the green in four, which would be a pretty good feat here.
That would be amazing.
This is a really tough par four into the wind today, and Davey avoided the water. He's over the ball now, about 30 yards off the putting surface. Looks good. Chip on the way.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Kind of convincing.
Up on the hill, almost to the green, so that's his fourth shot.
All right, let's go back to the par five here.
Look
where Jake Kemp.
Creative.
Has putted it from about 20 yards off the green, and you know what?
Not
it's going
bad.
To kind of careen back, catch a bank, and roll back on the green. Jake, what do you lie? Do you know?
Yes, we... Okay. First golf.
This will be
up.
11? An 11.
He has to be pretty happy with...
Two whiffs? Oh, we didn't know about the whiffs. Two whiffs. All right, all right. Very honest, this
well,
grouping
you're good,
is.
You're not in a bad spot, though. This is the toughest hole.
Okay. We're at the third hole, the par four, where we have the first group on the tee box, Gordon, Elf, and Mino. So it looks like Mino is going to tee off first on the par four.
He should. He had the lowest score.
Okay, yes. He has a seven, and David Hulse is teeing the ball up for him. He has an iron out on the par four.
Smart.
280. There's water to the right. The other golfers went left trying to make sure they didn't get to the water. But now they're discussing things. Hulse is pointing to the left.
All right, real quick here, Gordon. Do we know what Tyler Samsel lies here underneath the hole? He lies seven on a par five. He's putting for a triple, a very makeable putt. Tyler, very impressive so far.
Yeah, he'll have about a six-footer for his eight, and that will be fantastic on the par five. That they're getting this group is getting their toughest hole out of the way first, and for Tyler to be in a spot where he could perhaps secure a triple, that puts him in a great spot for the rest of the tournament, guys.
Real quick here, Eli, what is Ty lie, the defending champion? He lies 10. This is 4-10. Okay, so he and Jake struggling quite
okay,
a bit here.
Mino with a 7-iron, I do believe, on the tee. He's addressing the ball. He's looking, trying to make sure that the ball goes left. Backswing.
Ham a little bit short with a six.
Oh, but that's right. Look out. Look out. Four.
Look out. Oh,
four. God. It's coming right to the broadcast booth. It went straight right.
Oh, my God.
He
will have
it.
An absolutely impossible second shot.
He clubbed that to the right. That went straight toward the broadcast
George,
booth.
What do we have going up on the green on the par four?
On for a triple seven right here. He's about 25 feet away. Ball on the way. Pretty good pace. And it's rolling by. It's still rolling about 15 feet by the hole. Putting is the adventure now. Ham is up next. He will be putting for a seven.
Pretty good hole.
Yeah, not bad. Ham is much improved over where he was a year ago.
All right, we have Mark Elfenbein on the tee. He has a five wood out. I do believe he is at nine for the par three. He takes a practice swing. You hear his caddy in the background, Joe Trahan, trying to speak to him, give him some advice. He has a baseball stance right now. Now he's at the golf stance. He's addressing the ball. He tops it, and it is rolling about. It's to the right, but it's about 30 yards to the left. Not a good swing. He had that teed up really high.
All right, the conspiracy theory that Mark Elfenbein somehow was a ringer
done.
Has been disproven.
So much for Mike Elkota.
100%. Jake Kemp now on the par five. Taps in for a 13. For a 13.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right.
Not bad.
All right, we got
Gordon Keith on the tee, and he has a three. No, he has a hybrid. He has a hybrid out.
Oh, no.
He's addressing the ball.
Ty Walker's blown it past the hole. A good 7 feet. Only about
Gordon
a 10-foot putt.
Oh, my gosh! That is – what a great, beautiful – that drive probably is about 165.
Oh, my God! Do you see this, George?
Rolling. Wow!
Gordon Keith has put it
– yeah, I see the ball.
220 yards right down the middle, only yards away from the water.
What a great, great tee shot from Gordon
boy is
Keith.
Back, bitches!
Oh, and look how he strides down the fairway as he – oh, man.
Ty Walker now is tapping in for a 14.
Ty?
14 on the par five. 13. George?
Yes, Ham has just missed from eight. A very testy four-incher here.
Uh-oh.
Over the ball and in.
Good, four inches.
The crowd loves it.
Okay, Tyler Samsel, the real intrigue here, George. Uphill. Tyler, don't look at me when I'm talking. Just putt the ball.
So our champion, Ty, saw Jake's 13 and matched it and said, game on.
Hey, I want to put everybody in the broadcast booth on notice because Elf is taking his warm-up swings, and it looks like he's aimed right towards
Oh, my God. Tyler just made a triple.
Wow.
Wow.
Eight. Okay.
That's an eight, I think.
A triple.
Here's Elfenbein with about 260 to go to the hole. Second shot. He's over it.
Where is he?
He didn't get too far off the tee box.
Maybe lane for seven.
Oh, he's screaming it towards y'all. Four. Look out.
Oh, Jesus.
That.
Oh, wow.
That was a slider right to the broadcast table.
Corby?
Yes, Craig.
Is Tyler a 35-year-old golf prodigy?
He could be. His first hole that he's ever played, the most difficult course here on this three-hole stretch, he makes a triple and does it with ease.
Amazing.
Our scoreboard now.
EA with a 12. I'm sorry. EA with a 12. Davey with an 8 and Ham with a 9. On the par 4 third.
Let's All right, go, off man. They come go on. To the keep par playing, 5. Playing. They are going to be Let's escorted go. With a golf cart, I do hope. Are they going to have to walk the...
Why is Elf in the cart still?
I don't know.
What did Davey get,
That's
George?
Okay. What's that?
What did Davey get?
Davey had an 8.
And Ham?
Ham with a 9 and EA with a 12. What? And there is a guy in a tiger suit drinking a beer 10 feet away from me.
Why does Mark Elfenbein get to ride in a cart?
You know what? He ran over here to get the cart. He's expending more energy chasing the cart than he would be walking the course.
You can't ride in the cart. This is a walking man's game.
It's just like the Masters.
The entire course.
He's driving the course.
It's only 1,000 yards.
The entire course.
It's bad, yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, so let's take it back over to the par three before we finish over
Would
here
like
on
him
this
to
par
tee off?
Four. Yeah, they can hit.
All right.
Or you know what? Let's take a break. It's the Power Hour time. Our breaks are super short, so let us come back. All the participants are through one hole at the very least. And, yeah, we'll be back in like 3 minutes with the call here at the April Fool's Open. All right, the participants are on their second hole. Just to keep everybody updated, Tyler Samsel made an 8 on the par 5. Ty Walker a 13, Jake a 13 as well. Gordo on the par 3 made a 10, Mino a 7, Elf a 9. And on the par 4, Davey an 8, Berm a 9, and EA a 12. We take you now to the action on the par 4, Mino's second hole, where he has careened his second shot toward the broadcast site. He and his caddy, David Hulse, the former Ranger, have decided to go up and over the top of the broadcast site.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's hide behind the cart here as Mino has addressing the ball. There is a way because it's happening.
Why is Hulse?
I know, but he's not going to get it over the 10.
Well, just hang on. He's addressing
he's
the ball right now.
Right through the conference.
Literally, I'm staring at the face of his club. It's mere feet away from me.
Oh,
he's over the ball.
What could go wrong?
He's looking back at David Hulse. He looks at me. I'm scared. He's back. And
oh, my gosh.
Did you get it over?
He got it
over?
Okay.
Back in the fairway. An amazing shot.
That is incredible.
One of the greatest shots we have ever seen at this tournament. Undeniably right there. Wow.
Holy cow.
Well done, Mino. That is incredible.
He grabs a headset.
Where did it go?
You're in the fairway.
Good shot.
You're in the fairway
that was
over
a
there.
Great
is that,
shot.
Is that a good thing?
That's a good
fairway
thing.
Is good.
You killed it.
Okay, I'm going to go play golf now.
Okay, thank you, Mino. Let's take it back over to the par three with Bob Sturm, who has Tyler Samsel, our leader, teeing off of the par three.
Our leader at 3 over par with just a couple at 4. So the lefty stands in with a 9-iron. 150 up the hill with the wind. And here's Samsel. Our tournament leader.
My first look at a full swing. Oh, that is beautiful.
And he makes good contact. It's away. Now, it's going to be short, but it's right on its path.
Dude, that is...
I'm good at everything I do, sir.
Just
that's on the green.
He just rolled it up onto the green.
He sure did. Wow.
1 foot shy of the green.
He just...
It's not a green in regulation. He's off by 1 foot. But what a beautiful...
Boy, he has sent a message to the rest of this field that he is not screwing around today.
You know, all the cockiness that he's displayed here the last couple of days, saying, oh, I'll be fine, I'll be great, I'm good at everything I do. He is good at everything he does.
I'm not great at one thing. I'm just good at
Okay, the defending champion, Ty Walker, is over the ball here on the par three right now.
Got a hybrid here from 150.
Seems like a fun club.
30% swing, kind of John Rahm-y, and he sends it right up into the trees a little bit, but he'll have a look from the 50 yards out.
He'll have a look, but he's so disappointed after making a 13 on the par 5.
Yeah, you don't want to be trailing Samsel by 5 after one hole, but...
Now Jake Kemp, who had struggles on the green on the par 5, is now lining things up.
Yes, I am covering this as a golf expert, as a journalist. What?
Just tell him to hit the ball.
No, if you win, we'll have a big live celebration on the 8th green with the shark and everything, but we have to win. You do not have a bone saw. That is a 9-iron, sir. I can tell the difference. It might actually be a 7-iron. Yeah, it is, and his caddy's helping him now. It's a very mysterious caddy wearing the white coveralls. I'm not quite sure what's up with him.
His Masters Thursday's caddy outfit.
Look how crouched over Jake is.
He might be holding. Not sure.
Jake's over the ball now.
Wait, Jake's got some...
Okay, hit the ball!
Jake's got some Jordans on.
We have a whiff.
Well, his caddy is helping him. All right, here we go.
By the whiff.
Oh, look out! And he towed it directly to his right.
Literally about 14 yards directly to his right. It was a terrible shot after that beauty from Mino. Let's go back over to the par 5. The tee box has the call up there on the par 5 with, that would be Davey, Ham, and EA.
Oh, good Lord. Look. Oh, that was just unfortunate right there. We have a swing and a miss.
A whiff. He slammed that one right down the fairway, but that would be his second shot off the fairway. Ham... hit a dribbler to the left.
Might have been the worst golf shot I've ever seen.
Pretty
darn clearly close. And as Davey, unfortunate as I've ever seen.
And
Davey
Lane
really high rough.
Synchronized his flatulence on his downswing and hit a really good drive, but it went to the left.
I'm not sure where Ham is right here, if he can get it out of this stuff. He swung.
Ham's in the cabbage.
Deep.
I was on the par 4 in a second shot after a glorious drive, George.
He is here with his caddy, and he has decided to putt it around the water hazard, and he's pin high left. Now, keep in mind, he lays 2,
yeah,
so he can knock it on the green here in 3 after taking that 10. Gordo playing at 7 over par, dressed like Elvis.
Did we see what Elf did as he was over here in the woods? I don't know where his third shot or fourth shot ended up, George.
Okay, I know Mino is laying, he lays 4 just to the right of the green. I have lost track of Elf. Okay, now I see him. He has got the orange ball left of the green. I think he is about to hit his fourth shot.
Okay,
so
let's go back.
Elf not out of the picture yet. He's okay.
Not at all. Donovan Craig.
Yeah, up here on the number 2 green, Jake just punched his second shot about halfway up the hole. And so we've got Tyler walking up to almost the green to eye his tee shot. And Ty is just walking up to his ball. He's got a little tree trouble here, but I think he's going to have a clear shot to the green.
Nobody more disappointed in their round so Fourth. Far than Ty Walker. George?
Yeah, we have Mark Elfenbein over his what's going to be his fourth shot. Getting instruction from WFAA's Joe Trahan and calls for quiet from the gallery as Elf is over the ball. He's playing an orange ball and trying to get on the green in 4 here. It's away, bouncing, and it's going right at me. It's on the green, rolling hard, though. And, just off the putting surface, not bad.
Okay. Let's go back over to Rick and Craig on the par 5.
Hey, guys. On the tee shot, Matt Birmingham hit the ball straight left 3 yards into the cabbage, swung and missed 5 times. And we told him to take a drop out of the rough, and now he is lying 7, about 10 yards past the tee. So he's lying 7.
Were those 2 whiffs?
With 500 yards left on this hole.
All right.
Do you think the 23's in jeopardy?
Maybe. Craig?
Yes.
I'll be back here at 2 green. I'm not sure what Jake just did. I think he had 2 whiffs. And then on the third attempt, he sculled it so hard and it hit this retaining wall. And then it made a beeline for me and missed me by a foot. And it's now right here behind. It's in our broadcast tent right here behind the control board.
I think he gets a drop.
No free drops. Play it as it lies.
Oh, George, what's going on over there on the par 4?
Well, Elf is shaking hands and He's pretty happy at the fact that he's just off the green. Now we got Gordon Keith hitting his third shot. One of the slowest players on tour. He's waiting for Mino for some reason.
By the way, guys, Jake's asking for a ruling. Does he get a drop here?
Yes. He should, yes. He should get clearance from the broadcaster.
They say you get a drop here.
Tournament rules are any broadcast equipment you are allowed to drop.
That is,
And Ty Walker's on the green,
not a natural
too.
Object.
So no. What's Gordon doing, George?
He's waiting on Mino.
Well, what's Mino doing?
Hey, Mino, you
waiting
need
on Gordon.
I mean,
or Gordo.
I've never heard
somebody
such
play.
Angry broadcasters before.
Well, these guys take for flipping ever.
The sun doesn't stay up forever, Donovan.
It's not going to make any difference. All right, Mino's over. He's got a wedge in his hand.
How did Mino get over there?
Golf. Well, he whiffed and then he launched one over the water.
Oh, no.
And
that's not bad.
This is a great shot.
Oh,
this is rolling at the hole. This is some 5 feet away.
Wow.
For David Mino, a hole that includes a whiff now includes a really nice chip shot.
Incredible. Craig?
All right. Ty is on the green in two. Tyler is lining up. It would be a putt. It looks like he's got his putter out, and he is
Tyler,
off the green.
Tyler looks legit even reading greens.
But here's Jake now from the broadcast.
Oh, dear.
He's got the Texas wedge out. He's going to put it down this big hill onto the green. The ball is away. Oh, this actually looks pretty nice. It's tracking right towards the cup and now way by the cup.
Oh, it is rolling, too.
To roll.
Oh, no.
It continues to roll down this Masters-like green, and he's going to have about 35, 40 feet back uphill.
Junior, can I just say on that par three, that is a sinister pin. It is right at the apex of a hill, and if you get it wrong, it will roll forever, as that one just did.
George, Gordon Keith lining up his birdie attempt.
This is actually for par because he was short on his little Texas wedge. This is for par, though.
Is he putting?
He's about 90 feet away just off the green, and he's using a putter. He's got it rolling towards. This is going to be about three-fourths of the way there. He'll have about 15 feet for a bogey, but Gordo trying to get back in the tournament here.
Rick and Craig, has Ham, what is he doing now?
No.
He's just whiffed on his 10. He's lying 10, and he's still not up to Davey's ball yet on his drive. Ham is back.
Oh,
and he slams it to the right, to the next fairway.
Ham?
Who is he lying, 11?
This group is struggling right now, for sure.
So Ham is lying 11. Davey is lying
one.
Second shot. Looking very good.
Is Davey about to hit?
George, do you have any?
Yeah, it's kind of like a one-handed.
Mark Elfenbein just hit his putt. It's on the green. It was just in the fringe. He's
Davey hit. Davey slammed the tree in front of him. He has a net loss yardage of 30 yards on that shot.
Oh, no. All right, Craig, let's go back up to the par three real quick before we go to break.
Yeah, our defending champ, Ty Walker, had 40 feet uphill, and he ran it past the cup about 20 feet. And this reporter is speculating that since he won the title last year, he's gotten a little soft. He's partied a lot. He's not taking this sport as seriously.
We see it so often.
Oh!
Jake just missed his 40-footer barely. He's got about 6 feet to clean up. And Tyler, his second shot was from off the green, putted it up towards the cup, up the hill. It did stop short, but he's got about 15 feet for par.
Oh, wow. All right, let's let Tyler see if he can make the par, and then we'll take a quick break and come right back.
You're right, Corby. He looks very professional just in the way he marks his ball, spots it, lines it up. He is playing in shorts, which shows a lot of toughness in this weather, which, what are we, 30 below out here?
Yeah, it is. It's below freezing.
Ty's going to putt first. He is away, putting downhill, and he left it way short.
Elf is in for it.
Scared of running it downhill.
Three.
Okay, I hear some applause over there.
Ty looks like he's mentally checked out.
Yeah, he's done. Ty Walker, of course, wearing a shirt with his own face and body on it.
Too cocky.
All right, here's Tyler. This is for par, 15 feet uphill.
That's his father who was his caddy, Craig.
Getting a read from dear old dad.
Nothing
he makes this what a Father's Day it'll be in June.
In June?
What a Father's Day will be this Easter.
The ball's on its way. It's going to be short by about a foot. He'll have 1 foot uphill, though, uphill for a bogey.
Mino for a six on the par four. This would be a great up and down, which he talks about all the time. He just hit it 3 inches. He had a five-footer, and he just tapped it 3 or 4 inches.
Wait, how?
Wait a minute, George. You're saying he hit a five-footer 3 inches?
And he's remarked it now, Gordo. Okay, here's Gordo for this is.
Jake.
This is to get back in the tournament. This is for a six. Keep in mind, he hit a 250-yard drive. It's really overcast, but Gordo's still wearing sunglasses over the ball. Black dress shoes, black pants, black shirt, dress shirt, by the way. On the way, and by the hole, 3 inches, a good roll.
Gordon.
But just a little hard. And he'll have that left for a seven.
All right. Tyler in for his bogey, Craig.
Tyler in with a four, bogey four. Jake just ran his putt way past the hole. You're right, Bob. This pin placement is devilish on number two.
You want to leave it below the hole.
Ty just did the same thing. Both Jake and Ty cannot get in here, too. They're now both putting back uphill about 15 feet.
All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's finish our final hole here at the April Fool's Open next. All right, it is 5:20 here on the ticket, where we are in the middle of the April Fool's Open. The contestants are mostly through two holes right now. One group, Dave Birmingham and EA, are trying to finish up the par five, but they're having massive problems. Matt Birmingham has not made it to the water yet. He lies 15 on the wrong fairway. We had a lot of great action just a second ago on the par three, where Tyler Samsel has backed up his cocky talking. He is four over after two holes, making a triple and then a bogey, a very smooth bogey in which he ran it right up to the front of the green and three-putted for a bogey four. He is, in his own group, 8 strokes ahead of the defending champion Ty Walker and 11 strokes ahead of Jake Kemp.
Yes, he is. And he's ready, Corby, on the par four, the third hole of the April Fool's Open. He is teed up. Tyler, if you're ready to go, knock it out. He's on the tee right now, getting instruction from his dad, his caddy. Man, he has a really nice golf swing.
I know.
By the way, nobody has ever bogeyed the par three before. That is a new April Fool's Open
Okay, he is addressing the ball right now. He is aimed right at the broadcast booth, but I'm thinking he's going to have a little cut action with his swing. He's swinging. It's up in the air. It's going left. He is in a little trouble, folks. That's a lot of trees over there.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, Donovan, that is a very large thicket over there.
Yeah. Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Ooh.
Corby Tyler's also got bits. When he came off number two green after that bogey, he walked up to me, handed me a little note card that in big letters reads, Dan McDowell's horse.
All right, so Ty Walker is on the tee now. All lefties in this group.
How rare.
Yeah, Ty has driver. He has the big boy out. He's just going to try to make up for it.
It's time.
And we have the T-mic on. Let's listen to Ty's swing, the defending champion.
5 of our 9 golfers are lefties?
So weird.
Oh, my gosh. What you heard was Ty hitting the ground about 6 inches behind the ball.
What?
He takes his hat off. He salutes the crowd, and now he is readdressing the ball.
Oh, he whiffed? Oh,
yes, he hit the ground
what
so
has
hard.
Happened to Ty Walker this year?
Here we go. Here's another one. And that is a worm burner. It's going a little left, but it should be okay. It should be playable.
Boy,
you should be able to see it here in the second quarter.
Craig is so disappointed.
Man, you know, Corby.
He won last year. The endorsements came rolling in. He started living the high life.
He had a very Luka-like offseason.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, some athletes just can't handle success, guys. Right. I think we're seeing that here.
We have a switch-up in the game of one Jake Kemp. The normal lefty is now teeing off right-handed. He's right by the tee, Mike. Let's listen to the swing, please. Oh, a four! Heads up! Heads up! That's coming right to you.
Boy, that has been a dangerous place to be today. God,
is it ever? All right, let's go back to the par five. Oh, he's on the green. My God. He has hit it at least 70 yards dead right, but
he has
pretty
seen
good distance.
The entire golf course.
Let's go to Rick and Craig out there on the par five, where it looks like EA is lining up a shot.
Yeah, we abandoned that group, as all the crowd did, too. And we're back on the tee as Gordon's about to tee off on the 500-and-something-yard par 5.
So man in black, fluorescent green ball.
With a Michelob golf bag that has to be 1950s.
Aviator shades. EA has just hit it in the water, no surprise.
With authority, though.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, nice drive, Gordon.
Gordon just pounded the ball.
Gordon's got a swing. Oh, yeah, it hit a tree. Good shot.
Yeah. He's been really solid off the tee.
The guy in the Very tiger nice outfit just wet himself.
Boy, the breeze is really picking up here on the golf course, too. This is incredibly difficult.
David Minow teeing off. His caddy is lining him up in front of the golf ball.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
That's David Hulse, who's had 8 shots of fireball, no doubt, in 2 holes. All I've heard George
He's
say
Mino
as we start the break.
Like Mino can control the ball here.
Mino's t-shirt saying, I suck at golf, as he addresses the shot. Mighty swing, and he pounds it.
Sounded good.
Into the fairway, but the wrong one.
Oh!
Exit stage right.
All right, so we have no idea what is going on up here in the group ahead.
So
with
do we have all 3 groups on the same hole now at this point? I mean, things are out of control on this hole.
It is a logjam. No, it's just 2 groups. Just 2 groups. It looks like
they don't look like they know what they're doing.
How can it take EA's group that long to get from the tee box to the water?
I don't know. And, you know, Ham and Ryan Medlin, his caddy, they've been so focused on the parasol that Medlin's been using to cover up Ham. It's blown backwards, you know, like inside out twice. But he is keeping his
nice try. Whoa! Wow.
Was that Elf?
Elf just pounded it.
Okay.
That was Elf.
Okay, Elf, he is not out of it.
That is
great. 7 and an 8, that's not bad.
Wow.
No, not bad at all. Elf with a 9 and an 8, 10 over, currently in third place behind Mino. Okay. So now our leader is in the trees, Tyler Samsel. He doesn't look like he's going to punch out either.
Boy, his swing looks pretty good.
It's unbelievable how smooth his swing is. It really is. He and his father are trying to figure out the best plan of attack. He is over the ball, and yes, he is going for it right here. He is not going to lay up. Shocking knowing what kind of a lead he has right now.
Yeah, I would play safe if I was him.
That's not his style,
George.
This
is crazy.
That's not his style. He's back. He's through. He's looking through the trees. I don't see the ball.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Is it still in the trees? Killer? Okay, it's still in the trees. Looks like he's advanced it about 65 yards or so. And he still has to deal with the water that's in front of the green.
Boy, their Father's Day celebration is in danger.
Put it on hold.
It looks like this group is deer hunting. They're just all out in the woods. The pond. Yeah, I swear I dropped him right over here.
George, it's like they don't know where the hole ends.
No!
They're just like wandering.
Deeper in the woods. What is going on over there?
Because they still have to play the par 3, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This has been the biggest disaster we've had in the 3 tournaments.
I've never heard of broadcasters abandoning a group mid-hole.
Yeah,
but they just left them.
It looks like Ham will be the next to play on the par 5. He does have to deal with the water directly in front of the hole.
There's no way.
Just walk over and drop it in the water.
Just put 2 in the water and walk across.
They're debating something. There's a posse that is looking for a ball, it looks like.
That's
Davey?
That's Davey's ball they're looking for, I think.
Okay.
And they went into some really thick brush over there.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to find that.
Davey's caddy dressed in a romper.
Is that Toby?
Yes, it's Toby from Deep Blue Something.
Oh, my gosh.
And then EA, who is sitting there, we don't even know what he's lying. I'm assuming it's a large number. No larger than him.
Boy,
sir.
Donnie, we were worried about seeing too good a golf out here
I know,
today.
That was...
We haven't really seen that.
I think you need to check out this approach shot from EA. I have never seen a steeper swing.
Dude.
With a guy playing
like
in a Romo jersey.
Jim Furyk times 50.
Okay, here comes EA.
Yeah,
this
EA
will be
is
awesome.
Oh, what, this swing is so confusing.
No
how do you even replicate this?
I don't know. Like the wrists just go right to his neck.
Quit any points before he hits.
Yeah.
Like calling
Babe
his
Ruth.
Yes, his Ruthian
no,
shot.
Over the water.
He's kind of built like Babe Ruth.
All right, he's over the ball. He's got to clear the water. And he tops it 2.5 yards into the water.
And he
looks flummoxed, like, well, yeah, how'd I do that?
How'd that happen?
That never happens to me.
He was, like, looking around, going, what's the deal with that?
This club must be broken.
Is he blaming a photographer?
Yeah, right? He is. He has turned.
A patron that cracked a beer open.
Somebody here from the Star Telegram, and he is not happy with him. All right, Jake is not playing.
Oh, my God,
hole.
I forgot Jake.
What is here
he
comes
doing?
Davey out of the woods.
Okay, Davey is...
I don't know how many times he's hit it. But...
Yeah, there's no telling. I can't believe they found his ball. Jake, go ahead, buddy. Jake, with his drive that came flying over the broadcast site, he's got about 170 yards, and he is taking dead aim at the green. He
oh
has to go over two bodies of water. Two.
No way.
Two.
Okay, I'm on the green. I think I'm... safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a great spot.
He's over the ball.
Hide next to the flag.
And he's topped it. And it, did it go in the water?
Look at
or is it short?
He's holding his ball.
So Jake's drive went way over there?
Yeah. It was tough to tell from this angle if it hit the first body of water.
Hey, get ready for comedy. Here comes
Hamm. Oh, here comes Matt Birmingham. Matt tried to hit it over the water. Oh, and Matt hits it. Matt hit it literally 1 foot over
so
the edge of the water.
He swings so hard.
He had like top spin.
Right.
Just like tried to find the bottom of the pond as quick as it could.
Oh, jump. Here's Davey. What it,
like a frog jumping in the pond.
Just burrowing.
Oh, here's Davey. Davey going over the water as well.
He's, got a
he's back quick.
Left.
And oh, he takes the cart path. Oh! He made it all the way over the water, over the cart path. And then there was a random rock that was just over the edge of the water that it just smashed into and went flying back right in the water.
Unlucky.
I'm so sorry, Dave.
Now, I think, though, you could drop 19. Up there for
yes,
him.
Yes, Dave definitely can drop
he's
up there.
He's had two in the hazard.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, well, either way, he's going to drop up there.
Yeah.
Now, right now, Hamm, who just hit it in the water, about 4.5 feet. That's
anyone
the total length. Ryan
Medlin
is literally trying to line him up where to hit the ball.
I'll give you
the alignment's not the problem.
25-1. George.
Altitude is the problem, but this guy.
I will give you 25-1, George.
Okay.
25-1.
$5.
Yes.
Oh my God! Please hit it
come
over.
Come on, Hamm. Smooth, smooth.
This is it. Hamm's lining up. He doesn't know there's $125 on this shot.
No chance. Make it a million.
Over the water.
Do this. Hey, wait a minute. It's short of the water.
It's
okay,
short of the water.
Okay, he can play it from there.
We're
he can play
clear,
it from there.
Right?
It's short of the water. Here. He has done the absolute impossible.
I'll let you.
He was 2 feet behind the water, and he hit it 1 foot.
Okay.
It is short of the water.
He's going
he
gets
right
another crack.
Oh, now.
He's being held by his caddy in case he follows through in the water.
He's going to hit Ryan.
Dude, he's going to hit him in the head. Yeah, get out of there, dude.
Ryan, get out of the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I just whiffed. Ryan, move out of the way. You're going to get killed.
Whiffs are way up this year. I bet we've had 10 whiffs today.
Boy, Jer's 23 is off the hook.
Oh.
What did he do?
He
missed the ball.
Swing and it went 2 inches.
It
and a mud divot.
Over the water.
A mud divot almost cleared the water.
He hit mud.
Okay, he
stop. He's got to hit it again.
He's going to fall in the water.
Okay.
Oh, he has to hold out to tie Jer's record.
Record.
He's over the ball.
In the water. He's going to fall in the water.
Come on.
Is that another whiff?
Yes.
Yep. Even the Tigers laughing at this point.
He's over it again. He's over it again. For a 25. Oh, oh!
Get up!
Oh, he's over the water! He's over the water! Oh, the caddy and the player, they embrace! It's like they've won the Masters! An unbelievable turn of events from Matt Birmingham!
How do we roll that on our bet, Bobby? I'm
pretty sure you lost the bet. I don't know. We were going to give him an entire bucket.
Oh, my God.
How
right.
is this group still playing this hole?
It's been
the longest hole
an
in golf.
Hour and a half, and they're on the same hole. EA is dropping over the water, and he lies 13, and Davey lies 10.
Oh, my gosh.
On the par 5. And Herm lies 25.
Casualties on the par 5.
It's so brutal. Oh, my God. That stretch.
Ham's my favorite player of all time.
All right, here's Jake once again.
Oh, yeah, Jake. He's okay, on Jake's you. On the par 4.
He's on your hole, George, even though he's on the 5.
Keep an eye on this, George.
Okay.
Jake had to go over two bodies of water. He hit it short of the first. He and his caddy now discussing the best plan of action.
Yeah, he's got about 80 yards, but what he has to do is he has to clear an entire pond. It's all carry, unless he can, like...
skip it?
Carry him off the outhouse over there. I don't know if that's a possibility.
Well, there are, 80-foot trees there, too. He's... I don't know what he's doing. Swing away.
Boy, I think
oh,
he...
oh, oh, oh! Joe, no!
Oh, my gosh!
I go behind him?
He stuck it on the green!
Jake just threw his club in the water in exultation.
The ball is... Yeah, the ball's up here on the green.
Unbelievable,
he stuck it,
Jake!
Stuck it on the green!
Unbelievable!
Why did he throw the club?
Because he was so happy.
Oh.
He just...
Hopefully he didn't
That's
lose.
One of the best shots we've seen.
Hopefully so he didn't lose the putt.
That was his third shot, so he's putting for par, you're telling me?
All right, let's take a break. Let's come back and let's see how Jake finishes, and let's count up Ham, who is at 25, about 10 yards off the green here on the par 5 next.
Text CIRCUIT to 22126 to register to win a pair of three-day passes to see the MotoGP Red Bull Grand Prix of the Americas at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, April 14th. Through the 16th, a weekend of two-wheeled on-track excitement alongside a schedule of off-track entertainment. Go to thecircuit.com for more info.
Saad, it's Grand Prix.
What did I say?
It's, I don't not like a,
the, it's not like the cereal that's tricks.
I was
all
reading
right,
too
so
literally.
We are back here at the April Fool's Open. We last left you when Matt Birmingham hit a miracle shot over the green. He's still playing. He currently lies 28, I do believe. Davey, Toby, you know what that was? That's a 17? Okay. 18 for Davey?
Gosh.
All right. EA now finishing up the par 5. This is the hole that literally has taken forever. EA now over the putt. And no, unfortunately, it does not go in.
We have our leader over the ball right
now. Oh.
Tyler Samsel with his fifth shot here. And he just played it between the trees very conservatively, not bad, rolling up towards the green. Man, a pretty salty shot.
Yeah.
His fifth shot, so.
All right, hang on, George. We're back here at Ham. And he dumps it in.
Thank God.
Is that a 31? A 31.
Oh, my gosh.
A 31 on the par 5. It looks like this will not be Matt Birmingham's year.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have taken it.
You know, Bob, it's almost like Rory, just never being able to cross over and win this tournament.
So, a little fuzzy on my golf terminology. What do you call 26 over on a hole?
We don't know.
Horrible.
Okay.
A Birmingham.
A horrible.
Right. A Birmingham.
A quadruple ham.
A Birmingham.
Hey, Corby.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Greg. It's Craig. I questioned that 31 because he took six shots before he got off the tee.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'm not saying he was cheating, but I'm going to say 31 was as high as he could count.
That's
not
good.
As high as he could shoot.
I've never heard anyone question the credibility of a 31, but here we are.
Yeah.
Okay, say David Mino is 161 yards away. He's going to try and hit his approach over this water.
That was the longest way ever for the Mino group.
And it's a threesome.
I know. This par 5 has been torture.
Leader over the ball.
Oh, yeah, Tyler.
Tyler with his fifth shot here on the par 4, and he's hit a Texas wedge onto the green. It's tracking towards the hole.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is just 4, maybe 5 feet away for what would be a 6
leader. He is destroying the field
now,
right
that
now.
That would be a record, but it's just one shot off the pace of what Ty Walker did a year ago.
You know, it's like what Craig
David
Miller
Mino
said earlier.
Yards short.
Are we witnessing a prodigy?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, David Mino. Here with about 160.
He was 161. Now he's 155 away. A mighty backswing.
Oh!
And he dribbles another one. He is slowly, just torturous.
Keeping it out of the water.
He is keeping it out of the water. Yeah, he's laying up. 8 shots layup. Gordon is looking for his ball to the left.
Jake Kemp for bogey.
He's left of the fairway.
Boy, that would have been one of the great bogeys we've ever seen had he made that. Absolutely.
On the way to the hole and about 10 feet right, but
okay. All right, it's okay.
Have that left for a double bogey for Jake, who
and now,
entered the hole 15
heads
over.
Heads up, guys.
Gordon Ty Walker over the ball. It looks like, George, that he's really, really struggling.
Disappointing day for the defending champ now over it, and this is for a double bogey, and he has left it a good 8 feet short. Tough day continues.
Okay,
for Ty
George.
Walker Chicken.
Rick and Craig, I see Gordon Keith lining up his shot. He's got about, looks about 140 over the water.
He's trying to draw it hard around the electrical
tower.
Yeah.
Oh, and he hits.
Needs
a hits a tree. He hits the cart path. And, it's in the mud next to the water.
He could
Will
be
Gordon get his feet wet to hit his next shot?
Great.
Will he sully his black trousers?
So, Jake Kemp to finish up his tournament.
Oh, David Bino wants a reading, Craig.
A double bogey. Okay. No, Ty's going to go ahead. Last year's defending champ.
He can do it for him.
Putting.
You know what? I hope Ty gets the applause that he deserves as the defending champ.
They love a champion here in Grand Prairie. On the way, he nails it! He finishes with a 6. Shades of last year, but the 13 on the par 5, I'm afraid, is going to put him out of position to defend his title.
Hey, Corby.
Go ahead, Bob.
Here's Ham teeing off on the par 3.
I forgot they had another hole left.
He has pulled driver.
It's 150 yards. It's back. Oh!
And he hits a nice grounder that might actually work its way all the way up to the green. It's going to be 25 yards short or so.
That's the best shot he's hit.
He's in position A.
You know, Donnie and I are up here at the green. We have been so excited for the Birmingham group to come through.
Now, did you get a look at what Dave Lane did there,
yes,
Junior?
Yes, his ball is over toward the fence, but it's playable.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our leader is over the ball. And maybe about to win this golf tournament.
Yes, I think he is.
A double bogey
George,
6.
If he can avoid a 9-putt from 5 feet, I think he's got this.
He's about 5 feet away, downhill, right to left putt, and he has hit it way by. It's a good 3 feet by.
Hmm.
So a little bit of work there to get his 7.
Rick, Craig, what do we got over there across the pond?
So David Mino was 161, probably about 110 from the water. He laid up 4 times.
But he hit it over at 127.
At 127. Now, Elf
is inside the hazard, and Mr.
This
Trahan's
is the Birmingham
a little bit
zone,
of,
we like to call it. This is where Berm had so much trouble.
He's in the hazard, but he's still going to try to hit it out. So
God.
Might get those pants right dirty, but you may not notice.
Oh, come on. All right, 25-1 that he goes, if he goes in the water.
Yeah, we need him to fall in the water.
Him or the ball.
I got a dollar on it.
Him or the ball.
Oh, he whiffed.
Oh, what did he miss?
Such a violent pass. Unbelievable.
I thought he should have taken the drop. That's just too much over there.
Well, he backs away.
By the way, Tyler Sampson in for the 20. A total score of 20. 8 on his final hole.
What, is that a new April Fool's Open record?
Nah, 17.
No. Tie at 17 last year.
Last year. But I think that is the second best score ever.
It's about the 13th practice swing from EA to try
back
to get up on the green.
Elf is back over trying to hit it
over
the
water.
Oh, my God. What did he just do?
That
might be okay.
It went left. And skipped 8 times and into the mud.
It would be a best of skip record. Now he's in the weeds to the left.
What was that?
That was 14
Mark
practice
Elfenbein,
swings
another
for
long
a one-yard
line
chip.
And another whiff.
EA is really struggling right now here on the par 3.
All right, now, George, one of the early favorites, Gordon Keith,
oh, no,
is sitting in front of the water.
this is the moment.
Debating what to do.
We've waited. I think this
he is
the
in the drop
he
zone.
Quits. He's about to head back to the golf shop, I think.
He is dropping.
He's in the Birmingham.
He's being told by Conrad Schindler, his PGA professional caddy, to drop right there.
He finally got past Birmingham.
EA did on the par
guys,
three.
EA is putting on a show. So here.
He will be, he will be hitting nine to try to get home at the par three.
He's had three or four whiffs. He's had three or four where he cut under the ball so badly it just went straight up in the air 1 foot.
But he took 14 practice swings before he even
trickling up to the green.
Gordon has gone over the green, or at least to the side of the green, over the water, only about 3 or 4 feet off the side of the green.
Nice job.
A wonderful, wonderful shot.
Hold everything.
Well, not really.
Oh.
No, not you, Ham. Please continue.
He's aimed right at us, Craig. Yeah. So I'm a little nervous about this swing.
The most exciting player in golf.
He is aimed right at us.
Hitting his approach on a par
three. Okay.
Wow.
That's a West that's going up the bank toward the hole. Oh, he's past it. He is a.
Does he lie two?
Yeah, that.
Ham.
Yeah.
He will putt for par on the par three. Ham,
yeah, he hammered a drive 97 and now has trickled it up there.
All right, let's go back to the par five where Mark Elfenbein, who just set the skip record here at the April Fool's Open, is trying once again to hit it over the water.
I don't think this has much of a chance.
He's over the ball in the drop zone, George.
Oh, no. Same spot.
He did the exact same thing.
Casting for bass over there in those cattails.
Can you imagine how freaked out the fish have been the last 2 hours in this pond?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the par three, Craig.
PTSD.
Nice little chip by EA. He got it onto the green and two-thirds of the way to the cup. He's still got 25 feet uphill.
Seems like he's laboring up that par three hill.
This round has taken a lot out of him.
I want to put the mask on.
Where's the CPAP machine?
Yeah.
He'll be putting for a 10.
His hill work has been...
Davey's down in this little grass bunker, this swale down here. He's hitting three,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is for par. But it's a Texas wedge. He's off the green. It's Davey's turn. You're off the green. So Davey putt for par here on the par three.
Is that right,
Jake?
Yeah.
All right. He hit it a little hard. Davey's run it by the hole a good 20 feet.
It's still going.
25, maybe. It's going to be a tough putt.
Yeah, that's a downhill putt for Davey. But now Ham is over his putt. This is a putt for par, people.
Yeah, let's see if Ham makes his par before we take a break to wrap things up.
30 feet? No way.
If this
goes
Corey,
in. You can go to break now. He hit it only about 10 feet. There's only about 20 feet to go. He was a little nervous over the putt. So when you go to break and come back in the power hour, I do believe Ham will still be putting.
Tyler Samsel, right now our winner at 8 over par total. Is that right? Okay, Ty was 10 over last year, I thought. So this is a record.
Well, I thought Ty shot 17. Though.
Well, let's get Ty involved in this.
Or did he shoot 23?
Ty, what were you last year? Do you remember? No, you weren't 3 over. What are you? You're not a pro. All right, 3 minutes. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up next here from Grand Prairie.
These guys had to putt for dough. They'd starve to death. This is the April Fool's Open, live on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, it is 5:58 here on the Hardline, and we are live at the April Fool's Open, where we still have 3 participants left on the course. Matt Birmingham is done with his round, 39 over.
We have a new record.
Because he was putting for par on the par 3 and 9 putted.
I know it's extremely unfair to sort of project that out to an 18-hole round, but I have him at a 306 on an 18-hole round.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
A 306.
He's my favorite player
ever. All right. So back here at the par 5, Elf, we don't know what these guys lie. What do we got here? Daddy? Gordon's hitting seven. A magnificent shot from Gordon, who's got to be lamenting that awful par three that he had. Oh, what a terrible start. Elf's at 10. Not terrible after...
Oh, no. What is Mino doing? Line ones across the green.
Oh, that's a rocket shot.
Oh!
Hits the car. Go ahead, Gordo. Gordo dressed like he's going to church.
Yeah.
White funeral.
Dress shirt.
Yeah.
Just like they wore back in the 30s. Bagger Vance kind of thing.
Why is he playing right-handed?
He's a left-hander, but he plays right.
He's also taking a very...
Like Nicholas.
He's taking an odd line here.
Yeah, well, he's asking for his caddy, PGA professional Conrad Schindler, who no doubt.
On this.
Yeah.
This is the longest. Did Conrad ever on tour face a three-hole stretch like this time-wise?
How fast would these groups get put on the clock? On this?
Always a pace.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Gordon's looking at us. Gordon's now looking at us.
Quiet on the green, please.
Sorry.
Quiet on the green.
Guys, got to be more quiet.
Let him finish this championship.
Keith, 6 feet off the green.
You can do it.
With the putter.
You can do it.
Oh, no. And, that's not bad. That's not bad. He leaves it about 7 feet below the hole. Mino lies nine now after rocketing one over the green, hitting a golf cart.
How does this work?
Which saved him about 20 yards.
He's wondering about relief from underneath a golf cart.
Yeah, tell him he can move it.
Yeah. Take a drop.
No, you actually have to crawl under.
Play it as
this
a
is not
pool
Happy
cue.
Gilmore.
All right, here's Elf.
Elf? Elf with a...
That's...
Aggressive.
A lot of meat left on that bone, Bob.
He was not going to leave it short, Jake.
Elf, who rode in a golf cart the first two holes. While his caddy carried his clubs, by the way.
The last time he played was the 95 D&M Open. That's the way it works.
WFAA's Joe Trahan caddying for Mark Elfenbein.
Disgusted.
Mark drove the cart while Joe walked with his bag.
I believe a Casey Martin Joe tribute.
Mino's over his ball right now after getting relief from the golf cart.
Oh, Trahan got the night off tonight.
Yeah, he was hoping to make the 10 o'clock, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
Looks like he may putt it here.
I think he is. Oh, okay. Curious. Oh, my God.
My. Wow, it's coming in hot.
He hammers one over the green once again with a putter. It's not a bad play, and now he's in a little swale.
Yeah, he keeps cutting it shorter and shorter, though.
Up, sooner, but not down.
Sooner he knows.
You're right, Jake. That
okay,
is
Jake,
up,
thank you.
But not down.
I'm trying to help.
So, for the champion, how good does that eight look on this hole? This par five has just been killing.
That's really where the tournament was decided.
Yeah.
If he could have got a 13 or 14 or something like that.
Some
but
3 hours ago, it was a very pivotal moment in the tournament.
Where is Tyler?
He's probably
at home
at the country club that he's a member of.
Are you doubting?
Either that or he really is the most natural athlete of all time. I'll tell you this. The golf analysts like Eli Jordan who were with me were not buying it.
Really? His swing was too good?
He has a really nice swing.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really, really good swing. But you know what? I saw him grab clubs out of a box before he teed off.
Respect.
Just got him delivered.
He was awesome.
Boy, the gallery's here just overtaking the green.
Trying to finish up here.
Of course, David Hulse, the former Ranger great, his caddy. They've had shots of fireball the entire round.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how I was so close to Mino's score. All right.
Mino wearing the I Suck It golf shirt. His caddy.
Gordo just said he's on a Lee Harvey perch.
Okay.
Oh, and that's going to be a little bit short, Mino. Just
still
a little bit
on the
short.
Green.
Now, some people may be thinking, okay, this grouping of Gordo and Elf and Mino sure are slow. No, they weren't. It was the group in front of them.
That's what did it.
And mainly,
as it often is,
mainly one individual who shot a 50. What was his total number?
51.
51 on three holes.
Matt
Birmingham.
As we all tell our wives, it's the group in front of us.
Yeah.
Playing slow.
I would have been home hours ago, honey.
Mino now. Oh, looks good.
Go in the hole.
What a great way to finish that would have been.
That's something there.
Just on the low side of the hole.
Just inches.
You have to make it in. And look at the victory lap he's taking.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, what is this going to be
here? It's like 17, and he's taking a victory lap.
It was an impressive putt, though.
Yeah. Well, wait till you read this.
They do have the best caddy player dual outfits.
We're not done here yet.
And
you like this?
Mino is in.
Yeah.
Mino,
what was that?
Offs his cap. Mino's claiming
12.
Par.
I don't know.
Now, that would put Mino, I believe, in second place.
T second.
A mere.
There's Elf. Seven back.
Three, yeah, seven back.
He might be tied with. Ty.
5 feet away downhill.
You know, as poorly as Ty played, he's still going to finish in the money.
Yeah.
Mark Elfenbein now. Putting it down the hill, squatting down to try to give it more juice. Not going to work. Mark with his Pat Riley haircut.
Zebra pants.
Zubas. Marking his ball on the first hole with a bagel.
Now jeez, dude. To the tee.
He did. Don't jeez dude me. He did it. God. You think I'd say that?
Yes.
No, you're right. Gordon now. Gordon. Oh, he too on the low side. Just
he wanted to walk
like
that in.
David Mino.
He is the best dressed golfer I've ever seen.
Yes, Gordon, all black. Dress it's shoes, like a, black slacks, black
going
shirt.
To a funeral or something.
Looks like he's not happy with his
black
caddy
sunglasses. Now he's a little upset with Conrad.
Yeah. Gary Player. Tribute,
the chance of Gordo now.
Oh dear!
Oh,
no.
He left missed the comebacker.
Short and right.
He may miss this one.
No, not a chance. He's a quarter.
Oh! He has hit it into the gallery. He has hit it into the. He's given up.
All right, yeah, so what's that for Gordo? Yeah.
If we give him the last putt, what is that? Nine? That's not bad. It's good. Sketchy.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions about
him. On the par five.
That gives him second place.
I don't know.
Oh, that's good news for me.
I don't know about that.
We get a split of the money.
Incredibly sketch.
Didn't we just watch four shots up here?
Yeah, but he did have some really good shots before that.
I saw the one over the water.
Yeah.
Nope.
Elf a little low, and Elf will be the final putt of this year's April Fool's Open.
What a year.
Don't count.
Yeah, it's a foot and a half.
Okay.
Well, okay.
And it's in. It's in.
What
we're
a tournament.
In.
What a tournament.
12? 12 for Elf. So let's run down the order of golfers. Gordo, if you wouldn't mind moving out of the way real quick.
I got you over
and Kat. Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Our winner appears to be Tyler Sampsell at 8 over par. T2 appears to be a tie between David Mino at plus 15 and Ty Walker at plus 15.
Did you skip Gordon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Gordon at plus 14 is second, and then T3 is what I had there. I apologize to you, Gordon. So plus 8, Tyler, plus 14, Gordon. T3 is Mino at plus 15 and Ty at plus 15. And then from there we go Elf at plus 17, and then Jake at plus 18, and then we drop to plus 21, Davey. 20? Okay.
Kind of the top cluster.
And then EA 26 and Ham at 39.
Ham just a mere 13 strokes out of last place. Well done. Ham, who was already eating chicken. Congratulations, yeah. Ham. He earned that chicken.
He really did.
Golfers and caddies. Golfers and caddies.
There is no doubt about it. All right, it's photo time. We will talk to the winner. We will talk to the loser and everyone in between next here live from Prairie Lakes at the third April Fool's Open. Next. All right, we are done out here at Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. The third edition of the April Fool's Open is in the books. Our winner from the morning show, Tyler Sampsell, an incredible 8 over par after going triple bogey on the par 5, bogey on the par 3, and then a quad on the par 4. So not too bad. Tyler, who has never played golf before, at least says he never has, sure. Joins us now, along with George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith, Bob Sturm, and Dave Lane. We are all here. Tyler, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Hey. So cocky.
By the way, man, the crowd here was awesome.
Yes.
It was so great to see all the people out there scattered about the three holes, following every single ridiculous shot. Thank you guys all for coming out and being a part of it. It was awesome. So, Tyler, I don't know what you truly expected, but, man, you were sitting here before the tournament. There was a giant box of golf clubs with a bag that you were frantically opening up to play with.
Yes.
Where did those come from?
My garage for the last 4 months, just sitting there.
So were they a gift?
Yeah, yeah. Wife got them for me for Christmas. Then we had baby. Then it was cold. Never used them. Then this kind of came around. I was like, okay, I guess I'll just let them sit there.
Wow.
So they sat there.
Incredible.
And you're taking the plastic off of them right here.
Yes, he literally was taking the plastic off of them.
And his dad said he's never been on a golf course before.
It's true.
I believe his dad.
I believe Tyler.
He's
yeah, I don't believe Tyler. I'll believe his dad.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
I believe both of them. I believe both of them.
So did you have fun?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Like, is it something that you would want to do? Because let me tell you something. You will never play in this tournament again.
I wasn't planning on it.
You're too good.
I wasn't planning on it. I was actually – that's why I got golf clubs.
You were okay, because you wanted to play.
Yeah, I was going to take it up eventually. I just didn't know when.
Right. Because don't you guys agree his swing was unnaturally natural for the first time?
Yes, I think you've got a future in this sport.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Want to try to qualify for the U.S. Open?
Yes. If they'll have me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's really, like, slow and fluid. And
I know.
My whole goal was to get on the green. I just needed
to get
there.
Well, that's what most golfers try to do.
Well, no, but for me, I knew the putting would be the easiest part for me, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I nailed the one on par five.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, that's usually where the adventure begins. I mean, we had a 9-putt today.
Yeah. Why were you confident about putting? Because that is, like, for people that don't play, it's really difficult.
Just all the putt-putt throughout the years.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Putt-putt.
I'm probably...
A lot of pros say that.
I'm probably one of the best mini golfers to come out of Southwest Collin County in some time.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right.
I've never heard someone claim that before, but okay.
It's a weird claim.
Probably the best.
Southwest Collin County.
No. It's the southwest part of it.
Putt-putt has never been part of the screening process before.
No?
It should be.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a while either, though, but I just, you know, relied on it.
So
what do you feel was the shot of the day for you?
Oh, it had to be that putt.
Yeah.
I mean, my tee shot on the par three was just short of the green.
Yeah.
If that had been on the green, maybe that one.
Because I don't think anybody has hit a green in regulation. If they have, maybe Ty did last year. I can't remember, but I don't remember anybody hitting a green in regulation. So, Gordo, your first time out here, what'd you think?
It hurt.
Dude,
happened on the par three? What were you doing?
I don't know. Which one was
right
the par
there?
Three?
The one where you went out of bounds. Your first shot of the day.
Oh,
maybe it was the fact that you didn't come out here until 2 seconds before we teed off.
Yeah, I think that hurt me.
A little rushed.
I think that hurt me, yeah. Because I did. I got here at 4:10 exactly. Because that's when you said it started. So I'm like, I was all proud of myself. I'm like, I'm on time to something. But I didn't think about the fact that.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Sometimes you may need to warm up.
At a sporting event.
And he took 2 practice shots on the first tee.
Yeah, that's true.
Could you imagine that happening at the Masters?
Where they just, a second here.
They just turned towards the woods and launch a couple. Very rare. So that would really put Gordon in the catbird seat moving into 2024.
Yeah.
If he could finish second without any sort of warm-up or, you know, it's just that's...
Well, he laced a drive over here on the par four. Like, that had to be your best shot, right, Gordo?
I think, I don't know, Conrad will know better than I am.
And he drove it well in the par five, too.
Oh, you did?
I think so.
And then I had a pretty decent 9-iron shot from over here, too.
You did, over the water.
Over the water,
yeah, for sure. That was
probably my second best, but my first best was the I was using a hybrid 3.
Okay.
Wood? I don't know what you call it.
2 shots today cleared the water. That shot by Gordo and then Jake's miracle shot from over here.
The one where he jumped
his golf club in the water.
What about ham shot?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it took a while.
Yeah, but he eventually got it over.
He got it over.
3 shots.
That may have been the best shot of the whole tournament. The best sequence, for sure, from Matt Birmingham.
That was great.
Yeah. Well, we got to get Matt on here in a second. Davey, your first crack, was it harder than you thought, or did you finish about where you thought, or play about like you thought you would?
I thought I would do better, but the par 5 killed me, because I ended up in the brush, so I had to drop.
Yeah.
And then I made it down the cart path and past the water, and then it kicked off the boulder into the water.
It was so cartoonish,
yeah,
man.
Only Ham's 31 was worse than Davy's 17 on the par 5.
Oh, man, the par 5. Yeah, well, and it took an hour to play that one hole. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, Tyler, on behalf of the entire ticket, we would like to present you with the Champion Golfer of the Year.
All right.
Ticket, April Fool's Open Champion.
All right. Woodwork event thing.
It's a pan flute. And just a memento of
it's
your
going
occasion.
On the mantle.
It yeah. certainly should.
Tonight.
Now, where's Matt Birmingham?
He's eating chicken as he approaches.
Matt?
Gosh, look how sickly he looks. He can't find a belt small enough no, for it. Look at that.
The belt is wrapped is. All the way around, and it's still loose.
Raise your hands, belt.
Wow.
That was the most remarkable hole of golf, maybe in the history of the sport, dating back 400 years to old Scotland.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. But in the end, you did the impossible. You cleared the water.
I felt pretty good towards the end, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think I'm moving in the right direction.
With a 31 on the par 5.
Yes.
We thought Jer's record was safe, and well, you beat it by 8 shots.
I didn't know if you missed the ball, that still counts as a stroke. So when I immediately went into the brush and whiffed 9 times, they're like, just drop the ball.
9 times.
Would you
wait,
be
you whiffed
to
9 times in a row?
Yeah, it was all around the weeds. Yeah, so I cleared a path, but by the time I cleared the path, they said, just drop it.
Yeah. You can take an unplayable.
Oh, my God, dude. That is just incredible.
But he was putting for par on the par 3.
Yeah, you were.
That's
up there.
What's shocking to me. I heard that he was putting for par, and I'm like, oh, my God.
He ended
God.
Up with a 9, but he was we're still putting for
and
par.
Then, 11. And then we're having 9 to, putted.
9 putted.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're having to sit back there waiting
the
for you guys
score.
To finish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I remember halfway through.
Oh, yeah, I was reading the wrong one.
Halfway through, I remember you have to actually turn your hips whenever you golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big thing.
When you putt in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there 3 or 4 favorite shots on your 31 on that hole? Or
do you remember all of them?
The third whiff right before I hit it over.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good about that one. I don't know what happened.
Is that the one where you launched the mud over the,
yeah.
the pond?
What was the rationale with your caddy, Ryan Medlin, holding you out of the water, yet clearly in the frame of your swing?
I think he was afraid if I fell in the mud, I'd get too heavy, and he wouldn't be able to drag me back out.
You'd have sunk like a stone.
Oh, man, between Ham and EA, what a show, though.
What a show.
Yeah.
So
box
we were,
office is really
as I
what
was,
it was
trying to get up here on the green, I heard that he had a 31, and I thought y'all were talking about his total score.
Yeah, oh, and you're no. like, whoa.
I thought he had just finished.
Oh, no.
31. And then when we realized it was on one hole, it was the funniest thing. It was such a great delayed joke to me.
Did that take them an hour to play that hole?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We had 3 groups. We almost had 3 groups on the same hole. Like, they were so backed up on that one hole. It was amazing.
Yeah, you know what that's like, right, George?
No. I play fast golf. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I play
and,
fast.
I
got it.
When you're talking with all the guys and the neighbor and they ask what you shoot and they need to know some sort of 18-hole estimate, it's 306.
Got
just
it.
Tell them that.
That's
roughly,
what that extrapolates out to, a 306.
306, yes.
Does that make the cut at Augusta?
No.
would make the cut.
What is the handicap of 306?
It's 240 or so. So you're going to love how quickly you can get that to drop. It,
has anyone played the Masters with eye makeup before?
No.
Batman eye
no.
makeup.
Well, I wasn't sure the sun was going to come out or not.
Well, right. yeah. it was smart. It was, and it, you know. It, you
I thought
know.
It was going to be an advantage for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was not. But you guys, it was great. What a wonderful, wonderful day again. It's so
magical.
Fun. It's so
magical.
Funny. Congratulations to all the players. And Gordon, yeah, Gordon enters next year now that we've kicked
no,
out Tyler.
No, I'm not doing it again. I got bullied into it by Bob while we were on the air. For
well,
that
that's
one
the only
visit.
Way to do it, and I'm going to try it again next year because you're the favorite.
Yeah. You can play. Yeah.
Wait, so Tyler can't play again?
No.
No.
He's too good.
He's out.
I'll caddy for
you. Guys want to see Gordon again?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
They're getting the Queep chant going for you, Gordon.
He's the Gordon of Destiny next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Cheers to everyone. Thank you so much for coming, P1s. Y'all are awesome.
Thanks to our engineering department.
Oh, killer.
Yeah, string this together.
Dude, home run, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, killer. And all the
right there.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Kirby's holding a big Bertha when you sing.
The biggest congratulations of all to the great game of golf today.
To golf,
and
once
really
again.
Won
yes.
In the end.
Yep.
We grew the game today.
You know what? We grew the game and we played it forward.
We did. Like, we found a player. We found a legit. We've yeah. grown yeah. the game to yeah. find a legitimate
He's
player.
He's going to go on to great things.
So. Yeah. Yes. And then, you know what? Now it's going to be really embarrassing when he beats both of us, like, in a week and
Next
a half
week.
Or something. Yeah.
Congratulations to golf. We found you another white guy.
Yeah.
Way to go.
We did. Hey,
golf.
All right. 6:31 here on the ticket. We will wrap things up here from Grand Prairie next. Thank you, Saad, very much. Well,
Thank
it's
you,
a magical day out here once again. We fought through the weather, the wind, the potential rain to complete our tournament in unrecord time.
Yes.
Out here at Prairie Lakes.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. You finished. Can you imagine
18?
Playing God. 18 holes?
No. No.
What if we started 30 minutes early?
Like, seriously, we would have to start at noon.
Oh, my God.
And would we finish? We wouldn't finish, right?
No.
We have to start at 9 a.m. We could do an all-day tournament.
Let's not do that.
Uh-oh. For 4 days. It's a full tournament.
Yeah, you're right.
72 holes.
Yeah, and it's carrot. Like, we started on Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. It all sounds horrible.
Man.
Three's good. Let's stick with three.
Three is fine, is what I say.
Yeah, I don't know how we came up with that number initially back in 2017 or 16, whenever we did this for the first time.
Yeah.
But it is the perfect number for people that aren't really good at playing golf. Does this give you at all, like, oh, yeah, I want to go hit?
I do.
You do.
I mean, I want to take a lesson is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'll be disqualified if I do, but I don't want to suck this bad.
Yeah. It is. Look.
The best shot I hit all day, I hit square into a tree, and it ricocheted 20 yards behind.
On this hole right here.
Yes,
yeah.
On the five.
Yeah. Yeah, Rick Arnett was calling it. He goes, he's a net minus 30 on that hole. Does it make you want to do it? Like, or
I want to play more today. And
yeah.
Hulse was great with me.
Yeah.
Telling me, you know, basically what club to use and then kind of critiquing my swing. And
right.
I spent about 30 minutes this morning watching YouTube videos on how to putt.
Okay.
Just Googling putting for beginners and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm just in my living room trying to do it. But it does interest me, but it's one of those things that you're going to suck at for so long before you get good. And I just don't have the patience to do that, which makes today great because everybody else sucks too, except for Tyler, who's played for 10 years.
Yeah. It's a hard, hard sport to pick up as an adult.
Yes.
But I mean, they all are, though.
Trust me.
Every adult, every sport that you pick up when you're 35 or above is really difficult.
But I'm definitely at the age where I should try. Because that's what retired people do, and I'm so close to retirement age.
You're just right on the cusp.
It's so much fun, and yet, you like when people say, until you get good, I just want you to know that doesn't happen. Like, even when you get good, you still.
Well, just passable.
You still will hate the sport at least 2 days a week, and but then you'll be wanting to go back to it. It's a sickness, but it's an obsession, and I love it so much. And I hate it so much.
Yeah, and it is one of those where if you picked up a club at 12 for the first time, and you're like, oh, well, this is cool, then you have a different relationship with it than you
yes.
do like as an adult.
Yeah.
Like everything feels so unnatural mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know how far back to take the club. You have so many things going through your head
yes.
about keep your head down, keep your hips loose, keep
yeah.
your elbows straight.
Yeah. How hard to hit the ball also.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I want to give it everything or just
like when you
not enough.
Fired one over the
yeah.
green here on the last hole, like 30 yards over it. Yeah,
and I was trying to go like 30% at that
right.
point.
That right.
That
was
too
my,
strong.
That was my next best shot, was my, I guess, third shot on the par four. because I was way left and I was in the trees.
He almost hit some kids.
Yeah, I almost hit some kids with my second shot. And then the third shot, I went like 60% and just tried to punch it through the trees, and it was
right.
It went right where I wanted it to go.
Doesn't it? The thing that you know, even for me, growing up and playing, but still watching golf on TV and watching the dudes play, like, it amazes me at how good they are. You know, I mean, everybody's picked up a basketball, everybody's kicked a soccer ball, everybody's probably thrown a football at some time in their life. But if you've never picked up a golf club, you don't understand how insane those guys are.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to hit the right trajectory and distance, because we're just trying to make contact.
Right.
But to
and they're hitting it 345 yards on a line that is separated by a yard.
Yeah.
As far as like accuracy goes. Yeah, I mean,
they are visualizing the shot and then hitting it within 10% of what they visualized hitting. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, what's interesting about golf, first of all, I do recommend you try to learn it before you're 40 because it hasn't really worked that great for me. But it's the other thing is, unlike other sports where your brain can sort of solve problems, a lot of golf is counterintuitive. So whatever solution your brain comes up with, it's actually the opposite of what you're supposed to do a lot of times, and that's what makes it a bit maddening, and probably why lessons are actually a great idea, but those cost money too. So round and round you go.
Yeah, it's not the cheapest of things to do.
I'm just glad that I was in Ham's group, so I got to witness it firsthand.
You got to witness perfection.
Yeah, and that's another goal you should have, is always strive not to be the worst player in your group.
I won my group.
Yeah, and that's morale, because in this city, Dallas, you would be amazed at how many unbelievable players are. So much like being the second slowest, you know, antelope, so the lions don't catch you. You don't want to be the slowest one. You just don't want to be the worst player in your group.
Well, I'm glad that we got to witness Ham.
Yeah. I mean,
I did pretty well on the first hole that I teed off on, though.
Yeah.
It was just that 31 I did on that other hole.
Yeah. You know, if it wasn't for the 31 is a phrase you always hear.
I think that's where I went downhill.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's commonly
EA,
said.
Did you have fun?
Aside from my feet killing me, yes.
Were you not wearing the proper shoes? You hadn't walked that long in a long time.
Yeah, well, these are old shoes. I got new shoes, but I didn't want to ruin them. But, no, I had a great time. I want to come back next year and beat him again. That's my goal in life, to beat him.
Fair enough.
We want you, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. And, yeah, I should have beat Davey, though.
It's all right. It's okay. Oh, he's already cocking off.
I know.
See, that's the thing about this.
But for
those who thought that the Jillian 3-inch putt miss couldn't be topped.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ham.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I got to go back and listen to that stretch.
Was that on the five here?
So, yeah. No. Over the water. Yeah. Yeah. He was on the other side of the water trying to hit over, and there was about a four swing sequence that was just.
And everyone was tuned into it.
I was this far away from the mud and water.
Yeah.
So I wasn't here for Jillian's putt. Was that on the five?
Yeah, I was there too. Yeah.
I think that's the toughest spot on this course because that's where the gallery is.
Right? Yes.
Everybody's looking at you. You can hear the broadcast booth.
Right.
And I'm trying to just tune it out.
And can you imagine, like, even now, playing in front of a couple of hundred people, you'd be nervous.
Sure.
And then, like, not ever playing at all. Or maybe if it's your first time out, you just think every time you play, there's people out here.
I was nervous playing in front of Big Randy yesterday.
It doesn't help either when you have Craig Rosengarten laughing at you in your backswing.
Yeah.
You had no laying up shrinkage.
Dude, they're good. And I'm like, I don't want to play with good guys again. How are we doing on time here? I feel like
we're done.
We have to get to the Stars game.
We're done. It's Stars time.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to a hockey game now.
Fire away, my friend. Fire away. Thanks to everybody. Congratulations to Tyler, all the participants as well. Thanks for everybody for playing. Thanks to Prairie Lakes for sure for hosting once again.
Thank you, Bert.
Yeah, Bert. Awesome once again. Thanks to the city of Grand Prairie. Killer.
Yes.
Thanks to Killer for ramrodding everything through engineering-wise.
Thanks to Killer.
And to everybody that helped out on that side, we truly appreciate it. Thanks to our broadcast partners, Donovan, and Craig and George.
George and avid golfer.
And T-box. Craig and T-box. Rick. T-box. Yes, that was awesome. A lot of fun once again today. And thanks to the P1s for checking it out. We'll do it again tomorrow. And have a big show for you. And we are live at Myers Garden right there.